Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Business Spotlight is heard weekly at this time on 1450 AM and 107.1 FM. Today's guest is Dr. Benjamin Greenberger, radiation oncologist at the UPMC Hillman Cancer Center. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Business Spotlight on Money Radio, WPSE, as we shine the business spotlight on UPMC Hammett once again. Let's bring in our guest now, Dr. Benjamin Greenberger from the UPMC Hillman Cancer Center in Erie. And Dr. Greenberger, this is the portion of the program where we have you tell our listeners about the career path that led you to where you are now in your career with UPMC Hammett.
Well, thank you for having me today. It's a pleasure to talk to you. So I grew up in a medically oriented family. My mother was a primary care doctor and my father actually was a cancer doctor. So I had a somewhat early exposure to my eventual field. My father, mostly a cancer biologist, but also practiced within radiation oncology in Pittsburgh where I grew up. Otherwise, radiation oncology is a somewhat specialized area. Not many people will hear about it during the 4 years of medical school. I did my undergraduate and medical training at Harvard in Boston, Massachusetts. After completing training, I went into my internal medicine internship year at Beth Israel Deaconess in Boston. Following completion of my intern year, I moved to my four-year residency at Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia. After graduation, I sought to come back closer to home in Western PA to build my practice.
Do you feel like you were destined to become a doctor because of the influence of having both of your parents in the medical field?
Well, I never really knew for sure. You know, there was always a big draw to medicine. It's a very impactful way I could dedicate my energy growing up. So research activities, there's no greater impact that I could see than just doing research, hoping to improve the length and quality of life of people with deadly conditions, and that kind of led me to cancer. So,
Dr. Greenberger, for those that are not familiar, what is a radiation oncologist and what are the various conditions that you specialize in?
So there's a little bit to unpack with the term radiation oncologist. So starting with oncologists, that's a physician who focuses on the diagnosis and treatment of cancers. So you'll have a medical oncologist who does that with chemotherapy. A radiation oncologist is a cancer doctor who uses radiation in the treatment of cancers. The term is sometimes confused with radiologist. That's a very different type of medicine. That refers to the type of doctor who uses radiation as well as other types of imaging to diagnose various conditions, some of which might be cancer related. Overall, a radiation oncologist is a cancer doctor who uses targeted radiation to treat cancers, most often solid tumors. We're able to offer a cure for patients with many types of cancer. Sometimes we're faced with incurable cancers, and for those patients, we're often able to provide palliation, symptom relief, sometimes a longer local control of the cancer. We also sometimes will treat non-cancerous conditions, but most of the work that we do is focused on solid tumors that are cancers. That's the vast majority of what we do.
Doctor, there was, and maybe still is, a myth that world-class cancer treatment is found in the Pittsburgh or Cleveland markets, and maybe even larger markets than that. But that's not the case in Erie any longer with the UPMC Hillman Cancer Center. So explain to our listeners why that myth has now been dispelled with the type of cancer care they can receive here in Erie.
Yes, I would also agree that that's no longer a correct assumption. It used to be that in order to receive a cutting-edge drug or state-of-the-art treatment, you'd have to travel to a so-called academic institution or tertiary care location in a major city. Many of the early clinical trials were done at single large institutions, and you basically would have to go there to get access to the cutting edge. This presented a problem because radiation therapy often can involve several weeks of daily treatment. So for many folks, this would mean finding a way to stay in the city or commuting several hours a day to and from the city for several weeks. Things have changed over time. In terms of the standard of care, physicians nowadays base their recommendations on consensus guidelines. There's the National Comprehensive Cancer Network, or NCCN guidelines, which form a real foundation for what we do in daily practice, both on the medical side and the radiation side. With regard to the cutting edge clinical trial work as well, there's an increasing effort to focus nationally on asking the big questions. So not just at single institutions anymore. There are large institutions like the NRG Oncology, is an organization run through the National Cancer Institute. They have multiple practice-changing clinical trials. There are many other organizations like that. And we are able to provide those trials locally here in Erie at our cancer center. We have an initiative within the UPMC network to provide access to the best standard of care, regardless of whether you're a patient at our Pittsburgh location or a patient at one of our community sites. We have physicians who regularly review the most recent developments in practice-changing studies, and they recommend changes to our treatment pathways for the most commonly encountered scenarios and cancers. Part of this is also ensuring that we expand access to our clinical trials in our network to the community sites. We do our best to include access to cutting-edge tools like stereotactic radiation on the radiation side and immunotherapy on the medical oncology side. These are trying to improve the resources available among the clinical trial portfolio. And I just one last thing I'll mention. UPMC specifically is one of roughly about 50 NCI-designated comprehensive cancer centers in the country. This is a title which is hard to get. It reflects some expertise in the research aspects of medicine. UPMC, to get this, has demonstrated an ability to conduct innovative clinical trials and also participate in the national leadership opportunities regarding the clinical trial design. So when you hear about clinical trials at UPMC, you're hearing about very well-selected opportunities to participate in studies exploring the cutting edge and possibly what we hope will be part of the next generation standard of care.
Dr. Greenberger, I just want to follow up with you in regards to the term experimental care. Do all cancer centers offer that, or do some of them focus more on making certain types of experimental care more accessible compared to other centers?
Right. So I wouldn't say that all institutions will offer experimental care, or, you know, if they do, sometimes it's not in the best ways. But in general, most places will be very comfortable with offering standard of care, more or less. You know, we'll have very time-tested, well-established ways to treat certain cancers with either radiation or chemotherapy. And there's a strong evidence base behind, you know, treating patients a certain way. You know, we've done this for decades, and people will feel very comfortable with that. You know, as great as that is, you know, we are trying all the time nationally to advance the standard of care, to improve the outcomes for patients. And without focused development of clinical trials, we wouldn't have brought in some major tools into key cancers. The most recent development in lung cancer, for instance, is the use of immunotherapy after chemotherapy and radiation for advanced disease. And this has led to a marked survival benefit. We would not have learned that if we didn't conduct a well-crafted national clinical trial to test this hypothesis. So people want to participate in clinical research because through their disease, we can improve the standard of care for everybody. And there is a chance that just by participating in the clinical trial, you may have a better outcome. That's what we're all working for.
Summarize for us how the UPMC affiliation has really changed the game for Erie residents as far as giving them access to some of the best cancer care around.
Yeah, so for me, it's been tremendously helpful. You know, my partner and I, Dr. Zentner and I, are two physicians that treat the vast majority of cancers at our Erie site. So we treat multiple different disease sites. We have slightly different specializations, but we cover pretty much everything between the two of us. And you know, sometimes there are some times when we will want a second opinion, or we will be curious about additional tools and resources that will be available. We are very, very well integrated with a very large network of some of the best clinical expertise you can find in our particular field. And so any kind of question that comes up, any kind of non-routine issue that needs to be clarified, or we need to canvas opinions, it is the easiest thing for us to loop in physicians across our network. Everything is very well integrated. If you know, a radiation plan is an issue, you know, we can connect to somebody who can help us review the tough aspects of the case. The level of support is phenomenal. And part of that includes support setting up some of the advanced clinical trials, which patients may want access to. So everything is very collaborative. I felt like I've had excellent support from Pittsburgh, the main physicians there, as well as elsewhere in the network. And so I couldn't be more grateful with all the resources that we have to set up a great practice.
We used the term world-class when we were describing the treatment that you can find at the UPMC Hillman Cancer Center. I'm sure that you would also agree, Dr. Greenberger, that the team is world-class as well. Can you comment on the health professionals at this fantastic facility?
Absolutely. I'm very grateful to have outstanding colleagues in our department. When you sign up for treatment at the Hillman Cancer Center, on the radiation side, for instance, you're signing up to be treated by a very dedicated team. We have radiation therapists, dosimetrists, nurses, nurse practitioners, and also physicists who are behind every treatment, working to ensure both patient safety and that the patient's needs are addressed at all stages. Many of our staff started at the Erie Regional Cancer Center before UPMC and have decades of experience working with providing high quality care to the community here. On the physician side, we have a team of excellent physicians. On the radiation side, my partner, Dr. Phil Zentner, and I special in slightly different areas, but like I said, we cover the vast majority of radiation treatment options. On the hematology and medical oncology side, we have excellent physicians such as Dr. Jan Rothman, Dr. David Seastone, Dr. Zulvi Hussain, and also Dr. James Orr. They do an excellent job at offering up-to-date treatment recommendations regarding chemotherapy, immunotherapy, targeted molecular therapies that are state-of-the-art for specific cancers. Also in the Cancer Center, we have a pulmonary team, Dr. Kovacs and Dr. Butch, who, among other roles, will help us in the evaluation of lung nodules and guide patients through that workup of early-stage lung cancers. So really a phenomenal team that I'm thrilled to work with every day.
Obviously, it's a nightmare scenario when any patient hears that they've been diagnosed with cancer. Locally, for patients that would be treated here, I would imagine the first step is not to panic because there are great experts here locally, very close by, to put together a quality treatment plan of attack.
I know it's a very troubling time when anything like that enters into your life. It's our job as providers to guide you through that troubling time. Panic is rarely something that helps beyond its role in getting you in the front door and starting to see us. So, you know, we do our best to try to help you relax considering the circumstances. Every patient's case is somewhat unique. Our role as physicians and providers is to guide you through the overwhelming thoughts and information that you come across, and help focus on the essential information that's behind every treatment decision. Every type of cancer is different. We treat them differently. We don't prescribe the same radiation doses or use the same medicines for all the different cancers. You know, we treat breast cancer, prostate cancer very differently, for instance. Our first role is to guide you in understanding where the cancer is, where it is now, where did it start, what does it look like, how far has it grown, has it spread anywhere? These are the key questions that play a major role in determining whether someone needs surgery, someone needs radiation, or chemotherapy. They also play a role in gauging the odds of cure, the prognosis, you know, the other terms that we throw around. But it's our job to guide you through all of that when we first meet you.
Can you describe what radiation therapy is for those of us that may not know a lot of the specific details of it?
Yeah, sure. So radiation therapy has a kind of a technological bend to it, so it seems inaccessible, but it's really simpler than we sometimes make it out. It just involves the use of high energy X-rays, which are targeted at actively growing tumors. The radiologists who see you to take images for X-rays or CAT scans, they're using X-rays to take an image. We are using them a slightly different way. We are actively using them to damage the DNA in cancer cells. We point the beam at cancer, we damage the DNA in cancer cells. That DNA damage results in eventual cell death, causes tumors to shrink eventually. We use this as part of an attempt to aim for a cure for a particular cancer that's curable. If the cancer is incurable, we often use this tool to at least shrink areas of actively growing components of tumor that may be driving symptoms. So really just pointing a beam and damaging cancer is what we do.
Doctor, let's go back to the patient level in all this for just a moment. What can the patient expect at the first visit to a radiation oncologist?
So at the first visit, we want to get to know you very well. You know, very often patients are coming to us with some idea of what's going on. You know, they may have received some information regarding their condition prior to seeing us. Many of our patients have received a diagnosis of cancer incidentally on imaging, They may have received a biopsy or something discovered in the office with another provider. So many patients will have some idea already of what to expect. But even if not, it's our job to help you understand the full story of what's happening with the cancer before we offer any treatment decisions or recommendations. This involves a comprehensive review of any lab work you might have, any imaging you might have received, any discussions you've had with other providers along the way. If you have significant symptoms as a result of the cancer, we will examine you in the office to try to better understand the role cancer is playing in your life. Once we have that information, it's our role to review possible treatment options that might be available to you. We discuss whether the cancer is curable or not. If radiation is one of the recommended treatment options, we review detailed aspects of the treatment course, such as how long the treatment will be, which side effects you might expect, the logistical aspects of the treatment, whether chemotherapy or other medications may be involved, and also where the treatment fits in kind of the bigger picture of your disease. Once we know where we're going, we can help you set up a plan to tackle your cancer.
Doctor, you just went in depth about how to treat cancer via radiation. Chemotherapy is obviously another widely used cancer treatment. What comes first for a patient, and how is that determined?
Yes, it's highly, highly dependent on the patient. There's no one-size-fits-all recommendation for all types of cancer or even stages of cancer within a certain type of cancer. We use information regarding the type of cancer and the cancer stage for that cancer to help guide us in making a recommendation. There are some cancers that respond exceptionally well to chemotherapy first, such as Hodgkin's lymphoma or non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. We end up using radiation in very select scenarios after a patient has focused on chemotherapy first in that instance. Now, there are some other cancers, such as a localized prostate cancer, that can respond very well without chemotherapy. We are often offering courses of radiation alone as curative treatment for these cancers. So some cancers are very nuanced too, and even within estrogen-positive breast cancer, for instance, we will have a series of sophisticated tests along the way to determine whether chemotherapy or radiation will be included. We will talk about all this for a particular scenario. Everything is tailor-made for the patient in the particular cancer we're dealing with. And in general, knowing all the indications for chemotherapy and radiation is pretty complicated. That's why the physicians charged with your care go through very specialized training and engage in regular educational activities along the way to make sure that we're staying up to date with any big changes in the field. The UPMC network in general, having access to great experts in the network also helps with making sure we're always offering cutting edge.
What is the success rate of radiation therapy?
Yeah, so as much as we would wish to say that it's 100% successful in every single situation, the reality is it's highly variable, just like the success rate of chemotherapy. There are some situations, much as we wish that the standard of care advance faster, there's some situations where the odds are still against us. In one such situation is a highly aggressive brain tumor called a glioblastoma. We've more than doubled the survival over many, many decades of research, but still the most cutting edge treatment for this involves surgery, radiation, and chemotherapy, and the median survival is somewhere around 21 months. In other situations, we've had much better success. For instance, localized prostate cancer, we are often able to give odds of 98%, 99%+ chance that patients will not be dead of prostate cancer within 10 to 15 years after starting treatment. So every tumor is different, variable. It's really our job to help you understand the specific scenario that you're in, give you the odds of success with and without treatment. We can help you weigh the risk of side effects that you may face with a potential treatment. The details of all this, the relative odds of cure, the potential side effects, that's the majority of what we talk about when we see in the office.
Dr. Greenberger, is there anything else that you'd like to discuss as we synopsize, so to speak, the before, during, and after treatment of different types of cancers?
Yeah, so it's helpful for patients to understand roughly the logistics of what will happen when we set up radiation. So that first visit, when we're doing what we call an initial consultation, we're reviewing all the information that's available about imaging that's been done of the cancer, any lab work that's available, any pertinent points in the history, basically what tells us where the cancer is and its overall stage. Once we've gotten to offering treatment options, if we feel like we have enough information to make a recommendation, make a final recommendation, we will offer radiation. There's a process called informed consent where we review all the potential side effects, the most likely ones as well as the rare ones. We then make sure that patients know what they're signing up for, what's likely to be, a potential risk, and also what's likely to be the purported benefit of the radiation. Once we all feel like we're on the same page and we have that, we move on to scheduling the radiation. The first step in radiation is called a radiation mapping or CT simulation. This is when we basically do a dry run of what the radiation will be like. We bring the patients, put them into the same position they're going to be in for the treatment. So usually lying on your back, but the details of how we set you up are different for each cancer. Some cancers, we end up making you a mask for your head and neck that keeps your chin and nose stable. But we will guide you through what to expect with that radiation setup. Well, after the radiation setup, usually there's a period of about 1 to 2 weeks where we're getting the final radiation plan ready. There's a lot of quality assurance that goes into the process of getting a radiation plan ready. We make sure that a radiation plan is safe before we subject any patient to the field. Sometimes there are extensive quality checks, such as even basically irradiating a dummy to make sure the dose is behaving exactly as we wish. Once we have all the quality assurance steps done, that's when we bring the patients back to start their treatment. Usually it's a daily treatment, Monday through Friday. Most of the radiation treatments we do are fairly quick, roughly 10 to 15 minutes on a table. And most of the times when we're just doing radiation, patients are coming in and out of the department fairly quickly. It just becomes part of the daily routine, maybe another errand that you're running in the course of your day-to-day. A lot of times we're not really disrupting your day-to-day lifestyle so much, but we just see you regularly 10, 15 minutes a day. We usually have a weekly check-in on a certain day of the week. We will see you to review any symptoms, side effects you're having on radiation treatment, things that we can do to help you with those. We will make any recommended changes to your medications or things that we can do to help you. But otherwise, we will get through the whole treatment. And then after we're done, or as we're nearing the end, we will set up a follow-up appointment so we can plan sometimes a set of imaging, sometimes lab work, just to see how effective the radiation was. We'll see how the symptoms have resolved. And then after we see you in that follow-up appointment, we'll come up with a plan to do future surveillance. Hopefully in the vast majority of situations, we're aiming for a cure when possible. And once we've achieved a cure, our aim is to try to maintain that cure and keep patients safe. So we come up with plans to do that and follow up.
We have a few more minutes here on Business Spotlight with Dr. Benjamin Greenberger from the UPMC Hillman Cancer Center. Doctor, when we do interviews with UPMC physicians, we quickly learn that they love to talk about the state-of-the-art technology that they have access to right here in Erie. Can you talk about your technology and some new technology that may be on the horizon at the Hillman Cancer Center?
Yes, of course. So we have access to a broad range of tools at our department and at Erie. It's really a comprehensive center. On the radiation side, we have access to stereotactic radiation. This involves the use of highly sculpted radiation dose, which is delivered at a specific target. We use state-of-the-art image guidance as part of this. We use this to routinely treat brain tumors, lung tumors, prostate tumors, among others. And in the proper circumstances, we can use this tool to get through an entire treatment course, curative treatment course in some cases, in 1 to 5 sessions as opposed to multiple weeks. Not everybody's a candidate for this, but when possible, we do have the ability to offer it here. Alongside the state-of-the-art treatment on our side, the radiation side, on the medical oncology side, we have access to modern immunotherapy, which is basically targeted at revving up the body's own immune response to cancer. We've seen dramatic improvements in the outcomes in fields such as lung cancer, like I mentioned earlier, also head and neck cancer. So really, we see this as part of the forefront of clinical trial research and advancing the standard of care, and we're able to offer that here in Erie. And yeah, anything new, we are looking to add it to our portfolio of options to offer patients. And where there's a need, we will aim to address it by bringing technologies to Erie.
Dr. Greenberger, this has been an informative program today, to say the least. Thank you so much for all the great information that you shared. So many lives are affected by cancer on a daily basis. Everybody knows somebody that's had to deal with it on a personal level. As we wrap up today's program, where can someone go to learn more about the Hillman Cancer Center and everything that they have to offer?
So I would recommend looking up the department website, and the address is hillman.upmc.com. And this website has a plethora of information. There's helpful information about all of our Hillman Cancer sites. So even if you're not in Erie, there may be a site close to you. You will learn from the site what you can expect on your first day, kind of a review of what we talked about a little bit today. There's information regarding the providers that are on staff, the various team members involved in your care, as well as general information that you can find surrounding what you can expect with treatment. And if you have any questions or concerns, yeah, you can always call our center. We're usually very happy to chat.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Join us again next week as Dr. Ralph Ford, Chancellor at Penn State Barron, is in the Business Spotlight.